You know the move. That's right. It's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're starting a brand new series on emotion, simply titled, So Emotional. I don't want you to miss a moment of it. So grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab those people you don't like. Don't forget that notebook, that iPad, that laptop, whatever you need to take notes, because you're going to need them for this series. See you in a minute. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to this show, whatever time you're listening to this show, welcome to the 2-2 Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. Before we get started, want to thank all of you for your support of this show, your continued support of this show. It is an honor to be able to jump on these airwaves and jump on this mic and to be able to do this show. I consider it an honor. I consider it a privilege, and I don't treat this opportunity, I don't take this opportunity lightly, and I don't ever want to abuse this platform that I share with so many people. And that's no shade to anybody that podcast or does anything of the sort. I don't want to abuse this gift and this opportunity. So again, I appreciate all of you for your continued support of this show and all that it entails. With that, we've hit another milestone. We are officially at 9,300 total plays. We're just that close. We're just that much closer to 10,000 plays on the show. And you know, every time I hit a milestone on this show, every time the 2-2 Podcast hits a milestone, it's actually absolutely exciting, because you never know what to expect when you're in the business of podcasting, because of the highs and lows, the ebbs and flows of this show. Well, one day you're hot, the next day you say the wrong thing, and you're not. And so you have to be careful what you say and what you talk about and how you say it, and making sure that you are absolutely informed on the topic that you talk about. And also blending in you being informed with your own experience. So anybody that's listening to the show that wants to get into podcasting, do it, but just be careful that you are not informed. Make sure that you are doing the necessary things in order to be able to do well. And so I have to say that I believe that I've been doing well as well. I've been doing well with the podcasting game. I can't wait to take what I'm doing here into the classroom and also into video formats. We're looking to do something different going into next year and going into you know, the fall and the winter. This show is going to, and I know I've been saying that for a while, but you know, things happen. But we're going to rock this thing. I'm excited to see what's next. So again, thank you for your support of this show. Thank you for 9,300 total plays. Here's 93,000 more very, very soon. Okay, let's get to work. Enough with the commercials. This has been a week in the making, maybe longer. Let's get to work, y'all. So if it's your first time and your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I strive to be three things on this show and in life. That is authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those pillars of this show and this life and my life, that I say something that empowers you, that makes you smile, that makes you think, that supercharges you. I pray that in these next few moments that I say something that causes you to say, enough is enough with struggle. Enough is enough with emotional imbalance. Enough is enough with you know, not being in touch with how I feel. And I promise you this, and say it with me if you've been listening to this show for as long as I've been doing it. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So again, welcome and welcome back if it's your first time or your first time in a long time. All right, so we are starting a brand new series about emotions. If you know me, and you've heard me tell this story on this show, and if you know me personally, you've heard me tell you this story face to face or when I've been on the phone, or you've heard me partially tell this story on Twitter, or you've seen me tell this story on in any way, shape, or form. I've told a little bit about myself that for the last couple of years, I have been on a journey with learning about my emotions, what they feel like. What I'm going to say is cliche. You probably heard this before. But as a guy, as men, we're not emotional creatures. We're not, how do I say this? We're not raised to be emotional creatures. We're not, you know, taught to be emotional creatures. One of the main things that we're told to do when we cry or when we're upset is to man up. Stop crying. Boys don't cry. Toughen up. And honestly, we hear it a lot, not just from, you know, coaches or friends of ours, and I'll put air quotations on friends. A majority of the time we hear from our family members. We hear from people that should care about how we feel, should care about our emotions, should care about how, you know, what they say can affect us. But alas, we're surrounded by people, and this is not a dig. And believe me, this is not a dig on our family. It's just, you know, outlining what a lot of us go through, whether you're a guy or a girl. Because let's just not make this the thing just about guys. There are some women, there are some young ladies that can say as they listen to this show that they've been raised the same way, to never show emotion. There are some women that are not emotional creatures as well. Maybe it's the way that, and just like, you know, and let's put this all together. Sometimes it's the way we're raised. Sometimes it's when we've been hurt so many times that we become emotionally numb. That pain is just commonplace. We take it is what it is approach when we've been hurt. Yeah, it happened again, but you know what? You know, it is what it is. And we have to get to a point in our lives where what is won't be it won't always be what it is. It is what it is. It's not what it should. Just because it is what it is doesn't mean that it is what it should be. And I mixed that up and I apologize. And so for a little bit of time for the next few weeks, I just want to talk about emotions. And how they affect us. We'll go on a journey on about emotional intelligence. We'll talk about emotional stability. But today, I just want to talk about what is emotion? What is it? What is it? And so, let's get to work, y'all. What is emotion? Emotion to me is just, I mean, in a nutshell, just how we feel. It's how we feel. It's how we feel when something happens. When your favorite team wins, you feel joy. You feel elated. You feel excited. It's a great thing. Joy. I remember, you know, I'm a huge, if you don't know me, I'm a huge, huge soccer fan. Huge soccer fan. And in 2020, my favorite team won the league. My favorite team won the league. And I cried. I cried. That was an amazing thing. To have your team win the whole league. We hadn't won in years. We had been close a few years before that, but we hadn't won the league in years. And so I shared a big... It was a lot of emotion. I cried when that final whistle blew. I cried when that happened. It was exciting. Emotions. Webster's Dictionary defines emotions as this. That is a psychological state that involves three distinct components: subjective experience, a physiological response, and a behavior or expressive response. You ever heard somebody tell you something was subjective? Matter of fact, let's talk about the word. Let's define the word subjective while we're here. So we have a little background of what a subjective response is. Because we hear that word all the time, and there are some people that run that word into the ground, subjective. Can you imagine? You know, there have been so many, let's just pause real quick. Can we just, I'm going to go on a different road right now, but you think about all the words that people have run into the ground in the last couple of years. And how that makes us feel. It's just like we hear a word again and we just go, oh, not this again. We don't, why? Why do you keep saying this? Like, and a lot of times the people that say it don't know what it means. Anyway, moving on. Okay, let me get back to it. Subjective. Is based on or influenced by personal feelings. Again, based on, so the word subjective basically means this, that is based on or influenced by personal feelings. Subjective. So we deal with subjective feelings. Emotion is a natural instinctive state of mind deriving from one's circumstances, mood, relationships with others. An instinctive or intuitive feeling as distinguished by reasoning, from reasoning or knowledge. Emotions. We deal with emotions all the time. And some of the main emotions that we deal with are, of course, fear. We've heard a lot about fear in the last few years. We heard a lot about the word fear in the year 2020. We heard about fear. Fear, fear, fear. That's all we hear, fearful. We heard about that. I did a show on fear and how not to have fear. But it wasn't in a way like, listen, Like, it was more of a, yo, just listen to the episode. I want you all to really check out the episode. It was called Fearful. So we talked about fear. Everybody had the word fear on their mind. It was a uncertain situation that we were dealing with, uncertain times. We were fearful of what was going to happen. We were worried. Worry is another universal emotion. Because we talk, fear is a universal emotion. Disgust. We dealt with a lot of disgust in the last year or two or three. We've dealt with disgust from how culture is and how the world is. We dealt with disgust. Is there anybody right here that's listening to the show? Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, let's get this thing done. Has anybody dealt with fear or disgust in the last couple of years? I know I have. It's been absolutely crazy how much we have seen that has made us fearful and disgusted. Here's another one. Surprise. We've been surprised by some things, especially when fear often told us that it was going to be a different outcome. We were surprised. But then there were some things that we've seen that, you know, are commonplace that didn't surprise us. We were just like, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. But surprised. It's amazing what surprises us when somebody does the unthinkable. It's a surprise. When we hear about something that we didn't know somebody did, it's a surprise. I can't believe they did that. I didn't know they did that. Surprise. When somebody throws us a surprise party for our birthday, surprise. Has anything surprised you in the last whenever? Has anything caught you by surprise? Happiness. I hope and I pray that daily, no matter what you're going through, that you find a little joy. That you find a little happiness. Happiness is what we all should feel. We all should feel some. We should all experience happiness. Whatever that may be, whether that's the joy of seeing your kids go to school for the first time, the joy of going to college for the first time, being the first person in your family to go to college, the joy of starting a new job or buying a new house, the happiness of seeing healing, seeing somebody get healed. Everybody should experience some type of happiness. What's making you happy? What's made you happy this week? I want you to ask yourself, I want you to think about everything that has made you happy this week. What's making you happy today? What's making you happy at this very moment? And finally, the universal and basic emotion that we feel is sadness. And we can mix that sadness with anger. There's been so many things that have saddened us. Been so many things that made us sad. That made us cry. But sometimes, in the midst of something that is traumatizing and sad, sometimes, though it is sad, we brush it off. We never really express those feelings of sadness. Because again, let's go back to how some of us were raised and how the culture is. Well, we're not taught where showing emotion is not a good thing. You are allowed to show emotion, my brother, my sister. Hey, family, you're allowed to show emotion. Forget what these so-called shows that talk about manhood or these people that discuss manhood tell you. It is okay as a man to cry when you feel pain or cry when you feel joy. It is okay. I've said it before and I do it and I'll say it again. I don't care how anybody feels about what I'm saying. It is okay to show emotion. It is okay to express when you're hurt or express when you're angry or express when you've been scared. None of those feelings, none of those are soft. Today is the day where we get rid of the whole definition of emotions being soft. For the next few weeks, we are going to go from emotionally imbalanced and emotionally damaged to emotionally healed. We're going to be emotionally intelligent for these next. We're going to learn how to be emotionally intelligent in these next few weeks. And I'm here to tell anybody that listens to a show that tells them that you're not allowed to show emotion to turn that dial off. And while I'm here talking about emotions, don't you dare allow anybody from this point on to play with your emotions. Don't you dare put your foot down. Stop allowing people to play with the emotions that you should hold dear. Emotions are delicate. Listen, you have to be delicate with your emotions. You have to be delicate with how you feel. You have to be protective of how you feel and what you feel. Because people will take every bit of how you feel and play with it. People will take what you feel and tell everybody and make you feel like you're a bad person. And I refuse to be connected to people who play with people's emotions or take people's emotions and take people's feelings and pushes them out and you know, disregards them. It makes people feel bad for feeling a certain type of way. Stop allowing people to make you feel bad because you feel a certain way about something or you want to cry about something. Cry. Release it in a healthy way. If you need to scream, scream. If you need to punch a punching bag, do that. But release how you feel. Let's talk about the difference between feelings and emotion. What's the difference? We hear about both, but what is the difference between emotions and feelings? And I got this, what I'm about to read to you is from verywellmind.com, and it's a study on emotions. And so this is part of this is about, and I'm not going to read the, just about, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it talks about emotions, feelings, and moods. And here it goes. It says, in everyday language, people often use the term emotions, feelings, and moods interchangeably, but these terms actually mean different things. An emotion is normally quite short-lived, but intense. Emotions are likely to have a definite and indefinable cause. Identifiable. My bad. The grammar is bad today. Identifiable cause. For example, after disagreeing with a friend over politics, you might experience anger. Your anger might, your anger might feel frustration because you might feel that your friend never listens to you when you speak. Have you ever had a friend? I was dealing with a friendship like that as of recent where I felt like I had a friend that didn't listen to how I felt or didn't really understand that, that I'm the type of person that when I feel a certain way, I want to deal with that. And because of that, I shut down. Not to decompress, but I don't want to. And maybe this is not always the good, not always the best thing. But sometimes when I shut down, I don't want to talk to anybody about it. I want to be able to deal with this on my own. And it's not always the greatest thing to deal with some of these situations on your own. But I had a person that I was connected to that chose to misunderstand, chose to be a person that didn't really truly understand it took me a long time to not be an outward person with everybody. And so you have a person that wants you to be an outward showing person or a person that will tell everybody what they feel and how they feel. And it took me a very long time to be able to share how I felt. But for the time being, for a moment, I had to learn how to shut down. I shut down for a moment and express how I feel alone. And so you have a person that will that will make you feel like frustrated. Your anger will feel like it will cause you to be frustrated because you feel like that friend never listens to you. Have you ever had somebody that you were connected to, that you were cool with, that you felt like never listened to you? Absolutely, we all have. A mood can be described as a temporary emotional state. Sometimes moods are caused by clear reasons. You might feel like everything is going your way this week, so you're in a happy mood. But in many cases, it can be difficult to identify the specific cause of the mood. For example, you might find yourself feeling gloomy for several days without any clear, identifiable reason. Again, this is from verywellmind.com. Have you ever been in a mood, don't know how you got in that mood, but you're just in a mood? You ever been in just a good mood, just don't know why you're in a good mood? Nothing really happened. You just woke up in a good mood. It's been a good day. It's just been a good, feel-good day. On the other side, have you ever had those days where you just didn't feel it at all? You just wasn't feeling. You don't know what it is. You don't know why it is. It just is. It just is. No identifiable reason. You're just in a good mood. You're just in this mood. You seem down today. What's going on? I don't know. You're happy today. What's going on? What happened with you? What did you eat for breakfast? Hey, look, I don't know. I'm just in a good mood, or I'm just in a bad mood. Moods can be described as a temporary, again, emotional state. Sometimes moods can be caused by clear reasons. You may feel that everything's going your way this week, so you're in a happy mood. But here's the thing about feelings. We talked about emotions. We talked about moods. And now we'll talk about feelings. Both of you. So back to the two friends arguing about something. It says that both of you have the same emotion, but your feelings are different based on your separate interpretation. Sometimes our feelings come from separate interpretations. We feel a certain way because of how we interpret things. Our interpretation is a big deal when it comes to our feelings. How did you interpret that? Does a song make you feel some type of way? Relax. Does somebody make you feel some type of way? Again, relax. Does something that you saw that was stupid make you feel some type of way? Sometimes the interpretation of something makes us feel a way. We're going to go through a journey for the next couple of weeks. We're really going to dive deep. I know I keep saying this, but I want you to understand that this is going to be a deep dive. And it's going to cause us to do some introspection and some retrospection and some internal inspection of ourselves. So I'm encouraging you this for the next few weeks to grab a friend. I say it at the beginning of each show. Grab a friend. Grab a family member. Again, grab those people you don't like. Not to say that you don't like anybody, but for those people that you don't rock with, grab them too. For the next few weeks, we are going to go on a deep dive on why we're so emotional. So you've come to the end of this episode and you're probably asking yourself, how do I connect with the 2-2 podcast more? Well, I'm glad you asked. For updates on episodes, clips from previous shows, and so much more, follow the show on IG at 22_podcast. That's 22_podcast. And on Twitter at 22podcast. That's 22podcast all together. Oh, and don't forget to slide on over for your official 22podcast merch on 22apparel.threadless.com. That's 22apparel.threadless.com. We'll catch you on the next episode of the 22podcast. See you soon.